Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another episode of TWAT Radio. I'm Black Math, and I'll be taking over for Mad Jimmy Simmy. May he rest in peace. Anyway, I'll be your host for this episode, and our topic for today is a little program called NERCommand, aka bringing fun back to the Windows command line. So, first things first, what is NERCommand? Well, NERCommand, spelled NIRCMD, is a GUI-less program for Windows. In other words, no graphical user interface. No pointing, no clicking. No mousing nor touchpadding, no pointing, sticking, and definitely no trackballing. NERCommand is, for all intents and purposes, a program that extends the capabilities of the Windows command line. In all truth, there are ways to do some of the things that NERCommand can do, but the attractive thing about NERCommand is that this is all part of a single program, with a single syntax structure, with a complete command reference all contained within a single help file. It's very convenient, especially if you don't work with the Windows command line much. Okay, now let's talk capabilities. With NERCommand, you can create, edit, or delete registry keys and values. You can write to INI files. You can start, stop, or kill processes. Shut down, restart, or lock the computer. You can turn a monitor on or off, adjust display settings, open and close CD-ROM trays, etc., 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 and many other neat things, all with a very simple syntax structure. NERCommand will work with all 32-bit versions of Windows, including 95, 98, and ME, although some commands are available only for NT-based systems, such as Windows NT 2000 XP, etc. Now, there's no installation program for NERCommand. You just drop the executable into a directory of your choice, preferably one that's specified in the path environment variable, just so NERCommand's accessible from the command line without having to traverse directories to find it. The Windows, WinNT, or System32 directories are just some examples of this. Alternatively, though, you could place it in any directory you want and just add that to your system's path variable. Now, the syntax for NERCommand is very similar to many Windows or DOS command line programs. It's NERCommand, that's NIRCMD, space command parameters. And there are other options, such as multiple parameters, multiple commands, and error reporting, but I'll refrain from spoiling all the fun and let you wander through the help files and command reference on your own. Now, NERCommand also has the ability to execute commands on remote machines, evil grin, and while this built-in feature is nice, it also makes remote access via Telnet or SSH for Windows a lot more enjoyable. Either way, you can perform remote tasks ranging from the outright silly and juvenile, like opening and closing someone else's CD-ROM tray, to useful administrative tasks. If you use NERCommand's built-in remote command execution, you have to keep in mind that they're usually carried out under the system account on the remote machine, so certain commands which are user space specific will not work. Likewise, if you're accessing a NERCommand-enabled machine via Telnet, you don't have the ability to run a few of the commands that directly affect the Windows graphical user interface for the person who might be using the computer at the time. Now, I'm sure if you have a diabolical mind, or find joy in harmless, merry mischief amongst friends like I do, you can see the potential for remotely executing NERCommand commands. It's always a hoot to see your coworker's eyes become the size of silver dollars when their CD-ROM tray magically opens on its own, and then closes as they're trying to get someone's attention to verify they're not going crazy. That's almost as amusing as killing the iExplorer.exe process while someone's browsing ESPN.com when they should really be working on their TPS reports. You can also turn someone's computer into a partial blue box with the beep command and spit out 2600 Hz whenever they try to, say, get up from their desk or turn around, and then beep out Flight of the Bumblebee as their manager walks by. The potential for great harm exists as well. As I mentioned earlier, you can add, delete, or modify registry keys and values. In other words, you could cripple a system without much effort. I, however, highly recommend against doing so, because a crippled computer is no fun. There are other advanced features that you'll read about, and they too have the potential for great harm. So, please use this software responsibly. Well, that's enough about NERCommand and its potential for abuse. Believe it or not, it can be a great help to Windows administrators who lack the tools or extensive knowledge to carry out advanced tasks from the command line. You can find Nerd Command at the NerSoft website, which is http://www.nersoft, that's NIRSOFT.net/utils, that's UTILS/NerCommand, NIRCMD.html. I'm Black Math, and I'm signing out. Thanks for listening to TWAT Radio.